Waterloo Regional Police have become concerned about an increase in the number of dating scam incidents that have been reported to us. This is not a new scam, but it just our alert is being issued because of what we see as an increase in these types of incidents in recent weeks. We're currently investigating four incidents in which there were actual losses. We're also aware of other incidents where someone has become aware that something is not right and contacted police, but there were no losses. But the only numbers I have for you today are the ones in which there was actually financial losses. Now, four may not sound like a large number, but typically we only get about one a month, and in the last few weeks we've actually had four. The concern is that they are losing a lot of money. We have, in those four incidents, losses ranging from about $5,000 in one case all the way up to just under $200,000 in another case. We know that the vast majority of people who are using the internet are using it appropriately and honestly. Unfortunately, because of the ability to create fraudulent identities and fraudulent addresses, some people are taking advantage of that and using that to intimidate victims or to reach people by various means. And in this case, it has been through dating websites where they're befriending people, making promises, and then asking, once they've established a relationship, asking the victim to send them money. In most cases, it's for the purpose of the two to get together over a romantic relationship, to get together, and the fee would be to help cover the travel expenses. They portray themselves as being out of the country, and as a result of that, they're not able to get together with the victim without some extensive travel, and the money that's being used is to cover their travel expenses. The difficulty is, though, is that the money's being wired to them to fraudulent addresses, and they never complete the travel plans. And in some cases, they have actually made promises to travel to the location, to Waterloo Region, on a certain date, but then didn't show up. The message really to the public is just, it's a buyer beware message. Be careful of who you're dealing with on the internet. And before you ever give up any personal information or ever turn over any money, make sure that you know who you're dealing with.